In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today we open the phone lines and we go to the throne of God to ask him to answer prayer. As long as your faith in him is intact, everything's going to come out all right. Is your faith in him intact? I'm reading from John's Gospel, the first chapter. In the beginning, Genesis starts that way. This is the second Genesis, redemption, was the Word, and the Word was with God. Who is this Word? He became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. His name is Jesus. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. The oceans, the mountains, the rivers, the deserts, the planets, all things came to be in him and through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. Do you know that today? That the light shines in your darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Do you know that God hears and answers prayer, and we are going before the throne of God to pray for you today? Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." We do not pray between you and me. We pray because Jesus is here. He promised to be here, and he promised to hear and answer prayer. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Jerry Crowley.
Okay, Jerry, we're going to pray for your family.
Yes. Could I make the names Simpsons and the Crowleys and O'Donnells and all those that I should be praying for, living and deceased?
So we pray for Jerry's families, that they all come to know Jesus, that they give their lives to Jesus, that they know the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Those that are with you, God, we pray that you would absorb them into the kingdom of heaven, in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. All things came to be in him. That's you and me. He made us. How? By the speaking of his word. He is the Word made flesh. He is the splendor of the Father. He is the Savior of mankind. He is the Savior of my soul. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father. It's Diane. I was
Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you, Father?
I'm good.
Thank you. I was wondering if you could pray for Connie's legs, Christopher's ultimate healing, Enid's hospitalization. She had cancer and cirrhosis of the liver. And Father Sheldon asked for thank you and for more prayers for his health, and to thank you for what you've done already, and God has done, of course, and Patty lump in her chest. And there's a lot of, I know there are a lot of prayers there, Father, but I appreciate it.
We pray for all these people, God. We pray that your hand would be upon them. We pray that you would bring them healing. We pray that you would bring them blessing. We pray that you would deliver them from darkness and bring them from light. Heal cancer, Lord. I curse the cancer at the very roots. I command it to wither and die. And I say, be healed in Jesus' name by the power of the blood. Oh, it's all about the blood. The blood brings us healing. Who preaches the blood today? I do, in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. I am with you always, even unto the end of the times. That means now. He is with you now. He's not only with you, but if you're a believer, he is in you. He is in your heart. The Blessed Trinity dwells within the heart of believers. We are tabernacles of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He dwells within our hearts. 617-770-3030. Come on now, call 617-770-3030. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. How we need that power. We are living in a world of darkness. How we need the light of Christ Jesus. How we need God to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. The battle is the Lord's. It is not your battle. All these thoughts that fill you with fear, anxiety, torment, they are not from God. You need to go to the laboratory and flush it. They do not come from God. They come from another source. You do not need to have them. God has called you to be his own. I told you the story about the man who went to Israel on pilgrimage, and he went alone, and he got a guide, and as the guide was walking with him, he saw the shepherd beating the flock, and the man was terribly concerned. He said, I thought the shepherd walked in front of the sheep and brought them to green pastures. He said, this is not the shepherd. This is the butcher. I tell you, so many people are being plagued by the butcher, and they think it's Jesus. Jesus is not the butcher. Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the presence of God, in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Father, it's Donna calling. And I'm calling again about my tinnitus. And again, I'm asking for a prayer for healing from you and your listeners. And I ask you again for a prayer.
So, Father, we pray for Donna. It's not her tinnitus, it's your tinnitus. Heal Donna's, heal her now. Heal this tinnitus now, in Jesus' name. Let the noise fade, 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 in Jesus' name, by the power of the cross. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. On the road to Emmaus, Jesus opened to them the scriptures in the prophets, in the Psalms, in the scriptures. He opened to them all the things that said about him. What does the scripture say about him? That he is Lord, that he is God, that he is our good shepherd, that he is our king. He is everything. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Jerry Crowley again. Father, I want you to pray for the Crowleys, O'Donnells, and Simpsons to make sure we all get to heaven. And I pray for you and all those you pray for.
Thank you, Jerry. We pray for the Crowleys, the Simpsons, and the O'Donnells, that they would be brought into the heart of Jesus. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Peter.
Peter, it's a new voice.
Yes, yes. I would like to pray for a friend of mine who's having some family troubles. Brian is his name, and you know that that they would get the evilness out of the family. You know, big struggles there, big struggles, mental struggles.
We pray for this family in the name of Jesus. We pray, God hates divorce, that there would be reconciliation, that there would be healing, that there would be the love of God poured out into this family. Oh God, take away all the negativity. Heal this family. Let them know your love. Let them know how much you care about them. Let them know you have a plan for their life. Let them know all things work together for the good to those who love God. All things work together for the good to those who love God. 617-770-3030. I'm waiting. 617-770-3030. Jesus said to the men on the Emmaus Road, "What are you discussing?" He knew what they were discussing. They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place during these days?" He asked them, "What things?" He knows they happened to him, but he wants us to tell him. He wants you to tell him how you feel. He wants you to tell him how you're disappointed. He wants you to tell him how much you love him. He waits for your voice. "What things?" they replied, "the things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and be crucified." I love this next line. "But we had hoped." Their hope was crushed. They think Jesus is dead. What about your hope? Is it crushed today? Jesus is not dead. He's alive. And all things can come together through the power of his resurrection. You are not his impossible case. You are not called to quit. You are called to go on and to believe that things are going to work out. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. This is Marina calling. If you could say a prayer for me and my children, that we always do will of God, and that during days of glory that my children are transformed, and me and everyone else. Thank you.
We pray for her children that they might know Christ, that they would give their life to Jesus, that they would do the will of God. We pray, God, that you would bless them, that you would bless them with the power of your presence. We pray, God, that you would draw them into the heart of Jesus. Who's calling?
This is Janice.
And what can I do for you?
I'm calling. I'm a healthcare worker, and I have a client who's autistic, and she has an extended belly.
So we pray for this client. We pray, God, for healing in her stomach. We pray, God, that it would shrink. In Jesus' name, by the power of the blood, oh God, touch this client, touch this person. Let her know how much you love her. Touch her in the power of the Spirit, in Jesus' name, now, by the power of the cross. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. And besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb and did not find his body there. Well, women were not witnesses. They didn't believe the women. And yet Jesus showed himself first to the women. He made them witnesses. Women were not witnesses in the courts during those days. But Jesus shows himself to women. And Mary Magdalene becomes the apostle to the apostles. We have seen the Lord. He is risen. They didn't believe her. They didn't believe her. But you know what? Jesus showed himself to her. She is the apostle to the apostles. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. It's Pat. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I came in late because I was on the phone. I would like prayer for a friend of ours. We've not been in close touch in recent years, but anyway, when our children were young, we were good friends. He has pancreatic cancer and is now on hospice care. He's just the kindest, most godly, caring man. Homer was just saying the other day, just, you know, he's one of the kindest people he's ever known. He's just in his late 50s or mid-50s, has four children. Really, his family just needs him. And as I said, it's pancreatic cancer, and he's already on hospice care.
Well, we rebuke this cancer in Jesus' name. We curse it. We command it to wither and die in Jesus' name. Pancreas, be healed in Jesus' name. Now, by the power of the blood, by the power of the cross, let there be a turnaround in this man's life. Let there be a turnaround in this man's life. Let there be a turnaround in his life. In Jesus' name, no more cancer, no more cancer, no more pancreatic cancer. Healed in Jesus' name. Oh, a woman came to me and said that she had a lesion on her pancreas, and God healed her of that lesion. Oh, God, what you did for her, do for this man in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. I'm waiting for you. 617-770-3030. And Jesus said, touch me and see that I'm not a ghost. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet, and their joy were great, and they were still wondering. He said to them, have you anything here for me to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Are we going to be able to eat in heaven? If we want. If we want. But we'll be so busy worshiping God. Hallelujah. Saying hello to all the people that God brought to himself. Heaven is what it's all about. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that prayer every day, and yet I don't even think we think about it, that the kingdom would come and that the will of God be done in you, in me, on earth as it is in heaven. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hello?
I'm waiting.
Oh, my name is Jeff. I want to pray for my brother John, who's on vacation. He's felt a little bit sick before he left. I want to pray he'll be okay.
We pray for John. We pray for the hand of God to be upon him and make him better, completely better, so he can enjoy his vacation. Father, heal John in Jesus' name by the power of your love, by the power of your cross. In Jesus' name, John, be healed so you can enjoy your vacation. In Jesus' name. Nothing is too little for prayer. Nothing is too little for prayer. I remember they asked Catherine Kuhlman, can we pray that our chickens would yield healthy eggs? She said, of course, you can pray for that. Nothing is too little for prayer. 617-770-3030. All things were created through him, and without him, nothing that is wasn't created by him and for him. You know, you were created by him, but not only by him, you were created for him. Do you know that today? That you were created for him, that you would live for Jesus Christ, that you would surrender your life to the Lord Jesus and live as a Christian. Oh, yes. It's all about living as a Christian. How we need people to live for Jesus Christ, not for ourselves. How we need people to stop worrying and depending upon God and wanting his will, his perfect will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We need the will of God. The will of God is higher than our wills. It's greater than our wills. It's for us. We want God's will in everything. And God's will is that the kingdom of God would come in us on earth as it is in heaven. We do not preach enough about heaven. Heaven is what it's all about. We are just pilgrims on this earth right now, waiting to be restored to our proper place with Christ in heaven. But we are called to live the life of Christ, the life of a Christian on this earth. We are called to love people. We are called to pray for people. Who have you prayed for lately? Who have you touched hand in hand and prayed for you lately? I tell you, it's so important that we pray for people. People need to be touched. People need to be prayed for. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Well, I'm waiting for you. I need a couple of more calls. God loves you so much today. He has a plan for your life. Don't be discouraged. You know what the word discouraged means? To take heart out of. Don't be discouraged today. You have a Savior. You have a Lord, and he's for you. You have a Savior. You have a Lord, and he's for you. Don't be discouraged today. Be happy. Be joyful. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, praise him, praise him when the sun goes down. What's his name? Who's calling?
Oh, Father Tom, it's Pat calling again. I wouldn't call two times, but you said people could keep calling, so I decided this one time I would. I would like prayer for my daughter, Virginia. She's fine and healthy, but she is flying today to Arizona because part of her job as a journalist in Washington, D.C. is to report on the border. And she's not going to actually be at the border, but she'll be within an hour, and she's meeting with sheriffs and different people. And, you know, I don't think any parent right now is particularly excited about their beautiful single daughter going close to the border.
So we pray for Virginia, Lord. Keep Virginia safe, O God. Keep her safe and sound in the heart of Jesus. Keep her safe and sound in the heart of Jesus. Let her meet the right people. Let her go to see and interview the right people. Open her up, God, to the love of God more and more and more. I want to invite you to Days of Glory, daysofglory.org, daysofglory.org. Between November 9th and 12th, the hotel is Crown Plaza Hotel in Woburn. The telephone number is 781-935-8760. Daysofglory.org. Look it up. Come between November 9th and 12th. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.